One, two.
We Republicans had some great news this week. There are no Democrats running. We Republicans had some great Mitchell choice. A true conservative, a great family man, and someone that's running.
Okay.
A true conservative, a great family man, and someone paid for, but our seniors.
Okay.
Vote.
Okay. Fortunately, there are no Democrats running. I'm calling you again. Decide, he is not for us. On Tuesday, we Democrats told her he is me. Who will represent me? I serve me. And I can tell you, on Tuesday, there are no Democrats running again. Decide for us. Me. Decide. He is not for me and us. Democrat. Decide, it's not for us. I'm voting for the new guy, me. Police officers, firefighter. Listen to me. Look at me. Me.
I just returned from voting in the Republican primary here in Pasco County, Florida. I'm registered Republican because I want my vote to be counted. After I completed filling out my ballot and putting it in the machine, one of the election workers said, "Put your folder over there, and I've got a prize for you." I feigned excitement. He said, "It's not money, though." But that's all right. He gives me the I voted sticker. I says, "Hey, maybe I can bring this out, sell it to somebody for a quarter." He says, "Well, I heard about this guy that had a paper, turned a paper clip into $10,000. But he kept trading it with people, and he kept trading up and up until he made $10,000. I said, "Wow, that sounds like the American dream." He says, "No, I'll tell you what the real American dream is." Then he motioned for me to come closer. So I leaned down closer to his face where I could smell his acidic, slightly alcoholic breath. And he said, "You know what the real American dream is? It's a million niggers going back to Africa with a Jew under each arm." I didn't respond. The woman sitting by covered her mouth and said, "Oh my, I could hear that over here." "Too bad," I said, and walked away.
"That's your reward for voting these days."
Yeah, and my I voted sticker. Thanks a lot, America.
I wonder if he would have still said that if you weren't registered Republican.
And white. That's why it's called crypto-fascism.
Marketing is everything. You know how to frame your subject. You can sell it to anybody. overfishing of the oceans did not bring about a reduction in fishing, just brought about a recategorization of what was left after the good fish were gone.
Patagonian toothfish. It's not that appetizing. But a Chilean sea bass, now that sounds tasty. It's the same thing. A slime head, not too appetizing. Orange roughy, sounds delectable. Right-wing Christian fascist, doesn't sound so great. Conservative, family values, American, sounds great.
Would you like Coke or Pepsi?
Just water, please. As clean as possible. My only request.
I'm sorry. It's not on the menu.
All right. I'll take an orange soda then.
Sorry. That's not on the menu either. Coke or Pepsi? Oh, wait. Never mind. We're out of Pepsi. Here's a Coke. Enjoy.
There are no Democrats running.
Oh, Coke does consistently outsell Pepsi. Despite consistently losing in blindfold taste tests. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
I'll be brief. I care about the safety of our streets. It feels the same way about our safety as we did.
As much as some of us may be offended by Paul Ryan's embrace of Ayn Rand,
Ayn rhymes with swine,
and his appeal to the Tea Party, it is important to remember that our founding fathers were white, aristocratic, landholding slave owners.
Not too big on women's rights either, as I recall.
And they were very cautious about democracy. That's why we have a republic for which it stands.
The question's not which, it's for whom.
During the Civil War, the South was representing white, aristocratic, landholding slaveholders.
That's whom.
The Tea Party likes to emphasize our founding fathers and founding principles.
Wear those tri-cornered hats from the Revolutionary War.
And the partisanness of our current political situation reminds me more of the Civil War, which also reminds me of someone having a knife in each of his hands and having them do battle to see which will be the victor. Both arms belong to the same body. And neither side is going to escape unscathed.
Unless one side's paralyzed.
There are no Democrats running.
They leave out other parts of the body. That's why I don't like this duality of the system we have. Not everything is divided into a simple binary, nor should it be. Consider the heart, and the head.
Conspiracy Corner with Cassandra.
I foresee bad things if Ryan and Romney are elected. I see a unfortunate incident occurring to President Romney in his first term. It may involve a legal firearm or swimming incident, quite possibly a dog bite, or perhaps choking on a peanut or a pretzel. However, I see this incident incapacitating him, thus requiring Paul Ryan to step in to finish his term. This does not bode well. I see darkness on the horizon. Beware, beware, beware.
Thanks, Cassandra, for that warning.
Not all of Cassandra's predictions turn out to be accurate. Also, past performance does not indicate how the future performance of Cassandra's predictions will turn out. It is not recommended that you take Cassandra's predictions and use them for making present political decisions. Many prognosticators' predictions turn out to be inaccurate and or false.
And government, what he really thinks about America itself. And what he said was this: pay for those things, all right? His policies have failed. You can look at what he said. We value school teachers, firefighters, people who build roads. You really couldn't have a business if you didn't have those things. Describes people who we care very deeply about, who make a difference in our lives. Well, thank you, government. Pay for those things. You can look at what he said. Pay for those things. We benefit from. Well, thank you, government. Pay for those things.
I walked into office a year ago in the middle of a raging economic storm that was wrecking devastation.
Pay for those things.
It would be unpopular.
And we appreciate the work that they do and the sacrifices that are done by people who work in government. But they did not build this business. To say that Steve Jobs didn't build Papa John Pizza.
It would be unpopular.
And what he said was this.
It's just nice being out of Washington. And that makes everything so much better.
So, apparently, the old guy at the voting precinct was correct, essentially. A guy did trade one red paperclip all the way up to a house. I haven't read all the details, but it looks legit. If he was right about that, I hope he wasn't right about the American dream.